This year, we've been hearing about great singers from around the world in our series 50 Great Voices. Some of them have been quite famous, others are, for many people, new discoveries. Today, we're going to hear about Elbernita Twinkie Clark from Detroit. In gospel music, she's a big star. She's a composer and a leader of the Clark Sisters. She's a solo artist and a master organist. David Person reports that Twinkie Clark is a voice with many extraordinary parts.
Twinkie Clark sings like John Coltrane played. Her notes are clear and clean, her phrasing and timing exquisite.
But I want all of y'all that don't mind going through the persecution in order to go to the next level in God. Just say, Lord, take me higher.
That's Twinkie Clark from an album recorded live in Charlotte, North Carolina. Deborah Smith Pollard likes that Twinkie Clark is not a gospel screamer, but actually sings. Dr. Pollard teaches a class on gospel music at the University of Michigan, Dearborn.
She can do a growl, she can do a moan, but there's a clarity in her singing that has always appealed to me, and I think that reaches a lot of people.
I got to have the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall receive power. And I'm asking him tonight, endow me.
Twinkie's fans love her solo albums, but know her best as the leader, arranger, and main songwriter of the Clark Sisters. She and sisters Karen, Dorinda, and Jackie have been winning awards and making hits since the 1980s. None bigger than this one.
You brought the sunshine.
You brought
the 1981's You Brought the Sunshine was a hit, first on gospel radio before moving on to R&B stations and then to the clubs where DJs used it to kickstart many a dance floor groove, to the chagrin of some of the faithful. Meanwhile, Twinkie, a fan of jazz and R&B, who studied classical music at Howard University, continued to be an innovator, creating a vocal style that many gospel and R&B singers now imitate.
That's how the riffs came.
Karen Clark Sheard of the Clark Sisters, Twinkie's baby sister.
She had to sing opera, and you could hear them doing their little acrobats in the opera, and then even in jazz, and I mean, people like Ella Fitzgerald, I mean, for you to hear someone do riffs and do little turns with your voices, but yet put it in gospel, that was something that was very unusual that Twinkie pretty much started.
I can have everything I want, cause the sky is the limit. What I can have.
Twinkie has always been the vocal leader of the group. No surprise, then, that she's been teaching her sisters their parts since they were children, a skill she learned from her mom, the late Dr. Mattie Moss Clark, a renowned choir director, arranger, and songwriter in gospel music, Twinkie Clark.
Sometimes she would wake us up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're crying and sleepy. Mom, we don't feel like getting up. You know, she said, no, I'm going to make you do this because it's going to pay off after a while, and it did. She would have us sit around the piano, and she said, I got a song on my mind that the Lord gave me, and I want y'all to learn it.
Twinkie the vocalist is only matched, perhaps, by Twinkie the organist. In fact, known in gospel music circles as the queen of the Hammond B3, her vocalizing and organ playing are very much intertwined, so much so that, according to Dr. Cedric Dent of Take 6, she makes the organ sing.
You hear music teachers say that to their students all the time. Make your instrument sing. Make it sound like your voice. She was incredible at making the organ sound like her voice.
And the high place.
And you can even hear the harmonizing that she would teach her sisters at times in her organ playing. You could hear all of those parts, the nuances, the riffs that they would sing vocally. It's all there in her organ technique.
And the high place.
Twinkie's technique as a vocalist and musician may be what makes her a great artist, but she truly believes all the credit goes to the spirit.
If you have the spirit of God, the spirit of God will lead you to which songs to do, what type of music to do, when to do your runs and your little riffs, you know, to kind of make the audience emotional and, you know, to kind of get them into what you're doing and to get them, you know, into the presence of God.
Twinkie Clark has made a career out of combining artistry and ministry. Her fans seem to agree that it's a divine combination. For NPR News, I'm David Person.
Hear the music of Twinkie Clark and more from our 50 Great Voices series at NPRmusic.org.
I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I feel the intangible. And I see the invisible.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montagne.